people think that I'm just having kids to live off the system. I'm not.
That's 21-year-old Valerie Brown of Superior. She's at Superior Salvation Army with one of her three kids to sign up for a Christmas food basket. Brown came to them for help a year ago when no one would hire her after she became pregnant. She saw the look some people sent her way.
I really do want to work for my kids and have them have a good life better than what I had.
Brown says people were often quick to judge.
You shouldn't judge the person what they look like. You need to get to know them. Judge them for what they've done, not what they're going through.
She's not the only one on the receiving end of such looks. Mandy Sather also is signing up for a basket. She believes prejudice can keep those in need from reaching out.
People are worried about what people think. So instead of like coming out and saying, hey, you know, we need help, they're more worried about what, you know, the people that they're asking for help are going to think, or what people walking on the street are going to think when they see them walk into certain places.
Sather says she and her husband struggle to provide for their kids.
Do what I do for a day and see how you like it, you know, especially for people that say, oh, well, you can change it. You know, it's kind of hard, especially with the economy the way it is.
Democratic State Representative Frank Boyle agrees. He says the number of working poor in northwestern Wisconsin exceeds the state poverty rate of 10%. For instance, 14.5% of the people in Ashland County and 16% in Douglas County live in poverty. He thinks people forget the struggles of their neighbors.
There are 1,000 things that we could do to help poor children and poor families lift themselves up the social ladder. But it's just sad because I see folks now who have done that, pulling the ladder up ultimately behind them and simply saying, I've made it, and I made it pulling myself up with my own two bootstraps, so can you. It doesn't work that way.
Others like Republican State Representative Frank Lassay claim people are already doing plenty to help Wisconsin's poor.
I don't want regular taxpayers to have an ever-increasing tax burden. I get emails from people all the time that say, you know what? I'm sick and tired of fighting about this. I'm sick and tired of making my living and paying for it too. I think I'm just going to quit and go on the other side and collect and let the government take care of me too.
Superior Salvation Army social worker Don Hastings says most people who seek help aren't abusing the system.
Some people feel bad, they feel guilty or embarrassed because they're coming in for a food shelf or for help. And it's like I tell them, I say, don't feel bad. You're not choosing a way of life.
Hastings says it's hard for some people to understand unless they've walked in a poor person's shoes.
Maybe they've never experienced that type of emergency, or they have a really good support network. Some people don't have that.
Regardless, Valerie Brown says everyone has their struggles, and she's going to keep doing the best she can.
I'm going to keep on trying. I'm never giving up on that fact. And I guess I really don't care what everybody thinks. I'm just trying to do what's right for my family.
In Superior, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.